your difficulties can be solved. If you have any suspicion or were told that someone placed the evil eye on you, contact an expert in removing the evil eye as soon as possible. Many people are turning to mystics or rabbis who offer to remove the evil eye but to no avail. In order to ensure a real and complete solution, contact a spiritual person who is well versed in the teachings of Kabbalah. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a process that will allow you to remove the burden of negative energy from your life. Why is removing the evil eye with lead not effective? There are two main reasons why this popular method does not work. The method can indeed remove some of the negative energies, but without attending to the root of the problem, that will solve the economic, marital, business and health problems, things will repeat themselves. No lead will return your loans or clear the inflammation in your body. It is crucial to understand that in order to deal with complex problems, you must contact a professional, honest, and reliable person who will provide tools that will be useful to you later on. Otherwise, the situation may deteriorate. Removing the evil eye with lead, the complete process. This custom is common among many cultures and denominations in Israel and around the world. The process is carried out as follows. 1. The rabbi or kabbalist takes lead and melts it in a ladle. 2. The molten lead in the ladle is turned above the patient's head and verses from the Kabbalah for removing the evil eye are recited 3 times. 3. Then, the lead is poured into a vessel with water that shatters the lead. Beyond the fact that this process may cause severe burns, it should be clarified that lead is an extremely toxic metal and inhaling the smoke may cause serious respiratory and neurological diseases. Those engaged in removing the evil eye with this method are not always aware of these dangers. If you chose to resort to this process, make sure that appropriate masks are used. Most practitioners of this method, unfortunately, do not. In conclusion, the process is to a large extent obsolete and cannot completely erase energy blockages. Only a deep Kabbalistic process could provide an effective result. Why is lead used for the process of removing the evil eye? Lead is one of the 7 metals known to man since ancient times and has been in use since 500 BC. Due to its being soft and easy to process, it has been put to many uses. There is evidence of the use of lead for fishing trawlers' weights as early as the 2nd millennium BC. In the Book of Numbers, it is mentioned as 1 of 6 metals. This is what is required by the law that the Lord gave Moses: gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, lead. Book of Numbers 31:21-22. Lead is used to protect against radiation in X-ray tests and nuclear reactors and is endowed with powerful energy absorption capabilities. Among other things, it also absorbs negative energy. How does negative energy pass from person to person? A fascinating experiment conducted by the Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto shows how energy affects water. During the experiment, water was distributed in different vessels. A Buddhist monk blessed one vessel, the other was left unblessed, and the negative cup was cursed. In a subsequent macroscopic examination, a breathtaking sight was revealed. The water that was blessed looked like a sparkling diamond, while the water that was cursed looked cloudy and muddy. About 80% of the human body consists of water. When we bless a tomato, for example, we remove the negative energy that the vendor transferred to the tomato after an argument with his wife or with a client. This is exactly how energy passes from person to person, both positive and negative. Customized evil eye removal. At the heart of Samuel Zohar's work lies a deep understanding that each case is unique and therefore, such person needs a personally tailored suit in order to receive the appropriate advice and guidance. The procedure is done according to the nature of the blockage and the person's energetic structure and mental abilities. The entire process is carried out with absolute discretion. This is your chance to end the suffering. For more details, you can contact the website, WhatsApp, or phone. What is the evil eye? The evil eye is a term that has been used since ancient times by various peoples and cultures. This term basically refers to causing a deliberate failure to another person by transferring negative energy and ill wishes. According to belief, The evil eye is often done out of jealousy and is intended to weaken the forces of goodness and protection available to every person. The process is sometimes done by looking, or using various objects designed to strengthen the process. It is not known about the use of customs or protections against the evil eye in the prehistoric period, and it is not common among ancient northern European peoples nor among American Indian tribes and kingdoms. However, it is distinctly present in Middle Eastern, African and some Asian cultures. The evil eye in ancient religions. Belief in the evil eye and rituals of removing the evil eye were widespread in ancient Egyptian culture. They used various ritual tools, which included, among other things, stones from the Nile, bones of various animals and prayers to protective gods made by Egyptian priests at different levels. The ancient Babylonians also performed various pagan rituals and made sacrifices in order to get rid of the evil eye. The evil eye in Judaism. In ancient Judaism there are various evidence to belief in the evil eye. Rebecca protects Jacob with a coat made of goat skin so that his brother does not harm him and not only to obtain the birthright from his brother Esau. Rachel, Jacob's wife, hides the teraphim, worship and witchcraft idols that provide protection, but are also capable, according to belief, of causing harm, from her father and sits on them so that her father's evil eye does not harm her husband and her children. In the book of Deuteronomy, during the wandering of the Israelites in the desert, it is said, "The man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave." In the Mishnah it is said that, whoever possesses the opposite three characteristics is of the disciples of the wicked Balaam, evil eye and a high spirit and a broad soul, from the disciples of the wicked Balaam, Mishnah Avot 5:19. In other words, the connection between witchcraft and the evil eye is powerful. Balaam was a sorcerer and his disciples used the evil eye to harm others for money. The Talmud also mentions methods for removing the evil eye, especially during times of grain harvest, weddings, and childbirth. The evil eye came from jealous and narrow-minded people, commercial competitors, and sworn enemies. Among the solutions offered by the Talmud, mention prayers such as, "With God's help I am doing this for my own good," which is customary to say after good achievements that are visible to the public or the issuance of a halakhic ruling. The prayer must be said out loud in order to protect against the evil eye. During the Babylonian exile and among the Jews of North Africa, the use of amulets, oath bowls, against demons and their evil eye, and the inscription of oaths in order to fight the evil eye is widespread. Beliefs in the evil eye in world cultures. Belief in the evil eye also exists in Eastern religions such as Buddhism and Hinduism. In these cultures, jewelry, different types of plants, and mirrors were used for protection from the evil eye. However, these are also used to create the evil eye. In Islam there is a belief in karwat al-ayn. That is, for the intentional creation of failures and destruction by jealous people through the casting of the evil eye. In most cases, overcoming the evil eye in Islam is done by reading different surahs, chapters, from the Quran. However, there is no doubt that the highlight of Islam in all that concerns the spread of protection from the evil eye in the world and influence on other religions, including Judaism, is the Eye of Fatima, or the Hamsa, a five-fingered amulet with a large blue eye in the center. Eye of Fatima, named after the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. When beloved Ali went into battle, Fatima equipped him with the amulet of the eye. After her lover returned safe and sound, this talisman received a great status of importance and especially as a symbol of lovers protecting each other. Since then, the Eye of Fatima, with or without the hand, has become a popular gift usually hung at home, in cars and even on a chain around the neck, for protection purposes. Even today, in the age of mass and digital media, we are all exposed to the evil eye. Although many methods are not reliable for removing the evil eye, the solutions exist. Now, this is your chance to join the process of removing the evil eye according to Kabbalah. Samuel Zohar Yanai applies a variety of tools to remove negative energies and invites you to allow benevolent forces to enter your life. For more information and to schedule an appointment, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp or by phone.